Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Ha'azinu Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah in Ha'azinu. The topic of today is Hashem ignoring Israel. Our Aliyah is 9 Pesukim long, ranging from Perek Lamed Beis, Yud Tes to Chof Zayin. And the basic summary of Aliyah is as follows. Hashem sees all of this referring to the last Aliyah, how Israel became fat and abandoned Hashem, and Hashem became angry. He said, Hastira Pona Mehem, I'm going to hide my face from them because they are a rebellious generation. They angered me with something which isn't even a power. Israel was serving all kinds of ridiculous pagan deities. So I will anger them with something which is not a nation, a disgusting people. A fire burns in Hashem, consuming down to the netherworld. Hashem says, I'll bring upon them evil. I'll finish my arrows upon them. Famine, disease, beasts of the field will be sent against them. From the outside world, the sword will consume, and from the inside, fear. People will be huddled together in their houses. I will scatter them and distribute them among the diaspora. Were it not for the hidden enemy, anger of the enemy, lest they not say that it was them who are doing it. They are a nation of missing knowledge and ideas. They are a nation that ain't bohem tavuna ki goy avaret soesema. Very sad description of what's going on over here. Few basics. When does this Aliyah take place? When is it referring to? So Rashi says a lot of the terminology refers to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because the description of vatelahet moistei horim, that he will burn up the foundations of the mountains, refers to the mountains around Yerushalayim. So referring to those years leading up to the destruction. Who are this enemy? Rashi says there's the Beloyam, this no nation is going to be. So Rashi says Beloyam refers to the Chaldeans, that's the Babylonians, under Nebuchadnezzar. And what's going Naval? Naval means disgusting nation, refers to the heretics. Could be referring to a later time in Jewish history as well. What does it mean, a nation without Emun? Bonim loy Emun bom. Many people translate this as emunah. People, the children, do not have emunah, faithfulness to Hashem. However, the Sifrei quotes Rabbi Dusta ben Yehuda, who says, "Is a generation without the word Amen. It's a generation that refuses to say Amen." Takes us to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Hey, where we're told that Hashem says about Yirmiyahu, "Leman hakim es hashvua shenishbati la'avoseichem, la'aseis lahem eretz zavas chayal l'vadvash kayam hazeh." Hashem said, "I wanted to bring you. I wanted to give you, make an oath to bring you to this nation." Vo'an vo'amar Amen Hashem, and Yirmiyahu says Amen. The Midrash says no one up to this point had really said Amen. No one had really accepted, like Yirmiyahu accepted, the word of God. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik says that we missed the opportunities to ratify Hashem in our lives, the blessings and the challenges that Hashem brought to our lives. We refused to ratify it. You know, and Rav Soloveitchik talks about, in the Kinos, he talks about the importance of saying Amen when one hears brachos, when one's in shul. And he points out, halachically speaking, if a person doesn't say Amen, that could, if there's not enough people, could void the Chazar HaSashatza, could void the actual repetition of the Shemona Esrei. It reminds me, one time I was at a wedding, not just one time, unfortunately, but at a Chosin's Tish. And a Chosin's Tish is unique, that there's lots of food around, and people are often daven mincha. I just remember the image, or during the Chazar HaSashatza, of a person with, you know, a beef-fooled, steak-fooled plate stuffing his face as the Chazar HaSashatza is going on, you know, and, you know, sort of, or everybody else is saying Amen. That's what it means when it says Bonim loy emun bom. People don't have Amen. They're not willing, because in a certain sense, what you're essentially saying is those ideas that are being talked about now are more important ideas to be talking about or eating right now. Unfortunately, that's what seems to be conveyed. Rabbi Benjamin Blech says in his Agada a very beautiful idea, which also relates to the word Amen, and that is that the Rambam talks about how there are 13 axioms of faith, the Yugam Ikorim. However, Rav Yosef Alboy actually argues on the Rambam and says they can all be summarized in 3 basic ideas. All the 13 can be put into 3 columns. One is belief in God, that's the first 5, then Torah Min HaShamayim up to number 9, and then Schar V'Onish, reward and punishment. Those are the 3 ideas. So Rav Blech points out that the word Amen actually is an acronym for the words Kel, Melech, Ne'eman, which is exactly those 3 ideas. Kel is the existence of God, Melech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, is Torah, and then Ne'eman, he's faithful to pay back, is faithful to give reward, and that's what we say Amen. Every time we say Amen, we're referring to the 3 axiomatic principles which summarize all of Jewish faith. If we don't have that, if we're not willing to say that, we're missing something in our actual belief in God, our very basics of what Judaism means itself. Another question that Aliyah is, what does it mean, afehem? Hashem says, I will afehem, ashpish zomei no zichrom. That's a strange word. Rashi says, a commune for the word pe'ah, to be a corner. I'll leave them as a leftover. Another option is, he says, I will make him the recipient of the wrath of God, from the word af. However, he quotes the Unkelus, who says it's 3 words, af, a, hem. In my anger, I'll ask, where are they? Ahem, where are they? Because they will be obliterated. Rav Sorotzkin in the Oznei Notar has a very unique understanding of this. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, which describes that at a certain time in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to the patriarchs and say, look, I've done a balance sheet of all the crimes and all the merits of the nation of Israel, and it doesn't add up. They're really in debt. It doesn't seem like they're going to be likely to survive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, Timoch al Kiddush Hashem, that let them be Yimoch al Kiddush Hashem, that they be obliterated based on Kiddush Hashem, because they've given an alternative. He comes to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov says the same thing. And finally he comes to Yitzhak, and Yitzhak Avinu pleads on their behalf and makes a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu how Hashem should spare them. What's interesting about that is, says the Rav Sorotzkin, that this word Afehem perhaps is al derech drush, is a Rosh HaTeva, is an acronym for that. The word Afehem is Eshal Pi Avram Yaakov Horeim Moledehem. I will ask their patriarchs, Avram and Yaakov, who will ultimately say that they should be destroyed before coming to Yitzhak. Finally, what is this business of the anger of the enemy at the end of the Aliyah? The pasuk says, Lulei Kas Oyev Agur, were not for the gathered anger of the enemy. So Rashi explains that the reason why Hashem does not take the punishment any further than he actually does is because the enemy will misinterpret this and will think it's because they are successful rather than they being the tool of Hashem's retribution. That being the case, Hashem does not want it to go that far and will pull back, even though perhaps Israel would be more deserving, God forbid. This concludes the fourth Aliyah. In the meantime, a wonderful and meaningful day.